How we plan the future of Karlstad. Sweden's Planning and Building Act, PBL, governs how all municipalities should work when drawing up plans for their communities. The following are the different types of documents that determine how Karlstad can be developed. Overview plan. All municipalities must have an overview plan that specifies how the municipality's land and water should be used, and how building work can be developed from a long-term perspective. The overview plan shows the municipality's overall direction for the development of Karlstad. The plan shows where the municipality proposes that housing should be built, where it is appropriate to place different types of activities, such as the commercial and industrial areas, and which areas should be saved for recreation. In-depth extension of the overview plan. Sometimes the municipality produces an in-depth overview plan for one area. Usually this happens for a new area, larger area, or area of great importance for Karlstad's future. More detailed guidelines are drawn up than for the original overview plan, but the focus is still on the overall picture. Local development plan. A local development plan establishes the overall conditions, goals, and starting points for future detailed development plans. The municipality does not always produce a local development plan, but it can become relevant when the municipality needs to take greater control of an area ahead of a detailed development plan. A local development plan is more detailed than an in-depth extension of the overview plan. Detailed development plan. The detailed development plan is the definitive, legally binding document that determines how land and water should be used and what the building should look like. During the consultation and review period, citizens have the opportunity to comment. If no appeal is made against the detailed development plan, it will gain legal force 3 weeks after the decision is made to adopt the plan. The detailed development plan can then be implemented. Content of the current overview plan. The current overview plan determines that the city should be developed and residential areas become more dense without impairing access to green areas. At the same time, the overview plan identifies several new development areas that contribute to creating increased access to Lake Vänern and other waterways in Karlstad, such as Grundviken, Jakobsberg, and the area around Edsgatan. For the smaller urban areas, there should be plans for both housing and businesses, and the neighborhood centers should be made more attractive. The overview plan also contains a number of guidelines for sustainable development in rural areas. Karlstad's current overview plan gained legal force in 2014. Many of the areas identified in the plan already have detailed development plans, or plans are being made for these areas. The Municipality Management Office has therefore been commissioned to produce a new overview plan.